This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
That's a good one for this morning, is it not? That's Ringo Starr. Remember that song? You're 16. That's been around a long time. So is Ringo, by the way. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. I've been around for a while, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. Him, too. And we thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, October the 18th, and we have a lot going on this morning, I'll tell you. In a few minutes, Jay Green of the Heritage Foundation will be here. We are going to talk about college campus radicalism. It's in focus again with the Israeli war and how nobody should be surprised about it. So stay tuned for that in just a few minutes. And while President Biden wanders around Israel today, there could be a way for the Speaker of the House to be elected without a majority vote. Without a majority vote. We're going to tell you all about that possibility. And a new Fox News poll. It shows that contrary to what a lot of prominent liberals tell you, the murder rate is higher in blue counties than it is in red counties. We're going to tell you about that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, being the month it is, the top 10 most popular Halloween candies. Let's find out if Ed knows what's number one. That'll be towards the end of the show. By the way, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, for the best haircut in Tampa Bay, I keep telling you, you got to get over to Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, Andrew's Master Barbershop. Great haircut at a great price. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service, you have any kind of a tree issue, you want trees, you want to get rid of trees, you want to enhance the trees you got, whatever it is. If it's tree enhancement, tree removal, stump grinding, Arbor Life, Tampa Bay's premier tree service, call them for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, Ed, Joe Biden is wandering around, some would say rather aimlessly, in Israel right now. I think he's making a speech right now. He's talking about, give him credit, he is at least picking the right team. I think he used that word, team, a little earlier in his description of what's been going on. Mm-hmm. And did you have something you wanted to say about
him? You know, over the past few years, we've seen different sides of him in presenting himself. We've seen him angry.
All of them bad, by the way.
And yelling at MAGA and all that stuff. And all of a sudden, it's taken a turn. And now I've figured out what it is. We've said he's too soft. So what better way than to mimic one of the most iconic tough guys in the movie industry. Why don't you listen to this?
Okay.
This is from, you know who this is just by listening to it.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? And to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement.
And that's classic Dirty Harry.
Yes, it is.
And here's Biden.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I mean, that's... And if you look at him right now. He's even got the squinty eyes going.
All he needs is a Magnum 45 in his hand.
Go ahead, Mac. Go ahead, Mac, Republic.
Maybe he should approach and speak with that huge gun in his hand, you know, or wave it while he's talking. Is that what you're saying?
No. He's
got to get somebody's attention.
He's taking on this persona of being a tough guy now.
The
way he talks
to you. Yeah, look. Whenever he talks, I'm ready to go to bed, okay? Because he starts to put me to sleep. I mean, the part of that you just played that's really Biden, it sounds like he's drugged.
I know, yeah.
It sounds like he's drugged.
Well,
is drugged.
Something,
now that I think about it, just to be able to be awake at that hour.
But look at the difference right now. You don't even need to turn the sound on. Look how fast he's talking right now. Why? Because he's got a prompter in front of him.
Yeah,
whereas the clip you just heard, there was no prompter. He was on stage with five other people. Mind you, he wasn't even looking at the person that was talking. He was looking off into the distance somewhere. But he's not focused, and he has to pick his words very slowly.
Here's the deal. He's almost getting in the way of the war. Now, maybe that's a good thing, because Israel has been waiting to go into the Gaza Strip and start its campaign of totally getting rid of Hamas.
Yes.
And they, now that he's there, they got to kind of worry about him. It's delaying the war. Now,
right.
Maybe that's a good thing. I'm not sure.
Now, this morning, he met with first responders from Israel. Biden did. And what do you think is the first thing he says?
Go ahead.
No.
Make my day.
He talks about a funny time when back in the day, I was called by so-and-so, and she reminded me of how Israel has no place else to go. And here these people are weeping about their loved ones that they had to pull out of the fire.
He has and then he says it's the other team.
And
I don't think we... He says something about when he was talking about who bombed that hospital.
Yeah.
And originally, Hamas...
Right.
And the Palestinians blamed Israel, but it turns out they've got almost positive proof that one of the rockets that was sent allegedly by Hamas misfired.
And by the way, that information came out from Hamas to our news outlets, NBC, MSNBC, QRST, and all those at CBS, and went with it that Israel bombs hospital, killing hundreds.
Yeah.
Not even to check up on the story.
You know what? The first casualty of war is the truth.
And
you know that. It's always the truth that's the first casualty in a war.
Do you know how many times he touches his face?
Yeah, I noticed that.
And it's not like, I've got an itch, boy, I dig.
No, he sort of just kind of touches his face and slides his fingers along.
You think it's a hand signal of something, like touch my nose?
No, I don't know exactly what it is.
I think it's a hand signal of some sorts. You know, get me the hell out of here, you know?
Anyway, I wanted just to say that he's over there. He has, give him some credit, he has come out rather vociferously for Israel. We got to give him some credit for that, because I think Israel is the one that has been knocked about, as you would say, in this war. He has stood up for them. He said Israel was not to blame for the rocket attack on a hospital in Gaza. By the way, did you know that that attack, that left 500 people dead?
Well, now
500 people dead.
Now with the further investigation, that it possibly hit the parking lot, and nobody was killed. There's still,
as I say, you never know in a war
exactly.
What's going on anymore.
Exactly. You got one side's version and the other side's version.
I can tell you this, that right now at least 4,200 people are dead, including both sides, 1,400 Israelis. Palestinians have about 2,800 dead. More than almost 11,000, let's figure 11,000 have been wounded. There are 30 Americans that we know that are dead. 13 Americans are unaccounted for. And I would suspect that a goodly number of them are already dead as well. It's a horrible, horrible
situation. And because of that, there are riots against the embassy in Lebanon. the people out there. And what is with the rock throwing of those people? Have they learned nothing from a good Black Lives Matter rally?
I know.
Where is the looting?
I know. You know, the world is in, we keep thinking it's the worst it could be, and then it gets a little bit worse, and things are bad. Listen, we're going to take our break. We got to hook up with our buddy Jay Green of the Heritage Foundation when we come back. We're going to talk about college campus radicalism.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, we are back. It is Wednesday. Delighted to have Jay Green from the Heritage Foundation. He is a senior research fellow there for their Center for Education Policy. He has penned a piece, along with a colleague of his, Mike Gonzalez, in The Federalist. No one should be surprised by campus radicalism. Jay, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's always our pleasure, because you always have something important to talk about. And these days, what is going on college campuses in and around this whole Israeli war situation, as you say, should probably not be a surprise to anybody. Could you kind of explain a little bit of what you are thinking about when it comes to that?
Sure. We've been tracking the growth of student radicalism on campuses over the last couple decades. This has been developing for a while now. It's accelerated in the last few years, and now we're seeing it manifested in protests in support of terrorist group Hamas that kills babies and rapes women. And while this may seem shocking to most Americans who find that abominable, it's not surprising to us, unfortunately, because we've seen this coming. In how universities are teaching students and the values they're prioritizing.
Indeed. Look at Harvard University and what seems to be going on there at that campus, and all the money, by the way, that that university receives. But the student, and it's not just on campuses. I mean, look at in New York, what's going on with some of those protests in Washington, D.C. as well. I guess we should not be surprised that there are protests. I am a little surprised, especially in this particular situation with Israel, that so many people are tending to look and blame Israel when it's clearly a one-sided affair when it comes to what was done to the Israelis. To me, it's rather unfathomable.
It is, but it flows from an ideology that's been promoted on campus called critical race theory, which divides the world into oppressors and oppressed. And the oppressors deserve harsh treatment, and the oppressed deserve restitution. And so Israel and Jews are seen as part of the oppressor group, and therefore deserve the rough treatment that they receive in the name of what's called decolonization. And now, keep in mind, these ideas are not held by the vast majority of students. It's only a very vocal and well-organized minority, but they've, you know, achieved a critical mass, and they're receiving assistance and support from university administration.
Yeah. And you talk about some of the things regarding the way these students, and they're a minority, but a very vocal minority. They talk about critical race theory. I think you talk about Derek Bell in your article, The Godfather of Critical Race Theory, and Alicia Garza. She's the founder of Black Lives Matter. Her goal, dismantling the organizing principles of our society. That revolution, Bell saying that revolutionizing a culture begins with the radical assessment of it. I mean, it's just the whole concept, it seems to me, of these people is an upheaval of our society. I don't know where they want to go with it. They're blaming Jewish people in this particular situation. You know, the Jewish, of course, and we get back to 1948 and the way that a spot was made there in a plot of land, which is no larger than New Jersey, for Jewish people to be able to settle. Of course, when you look at all the people around there, you wonder in a way why they would want to go there other than it's the Holy Land.
Well, and it's the land that Jews have always had a presence in, and were the original or earlier peoples preceding the Arab conquest. But I think that this has to do with a revolutionary and kind of Marxist-influenced ideology, and that's why your quotations of, you know, upending the very institutions of our society, their end goal is kind of revolution. Now, they're nowhere near achieving that, but they are poisoning the minds of young people. And in fact, we track the career histories of campus radicals over the last decade. Like, what do they go on to do when they graduate? We may hope that they, you know, go to live in their mother's basements, but they don't. Actually, we found that the largest number go on to teach your children. So 38% go into education when they're done with college, 28% in higher education, 10% in K-12. So campus radicals, they don't succeed at revolution, but they do succeed at going into the education system to spread their ideology to more children.
Yeah. I was listening to, I think it was a Harvard professor. He got up in front of a crowd and he said he was exhilarated by the attack. By that attack on those peaceful Jews that were celebrating at that affair that started this whole thing, I couldn't believe that guy should have. Boy, if I had anything to do with it, he would have been gone before he finished his speech.
You know, of course, we have the principle of free speech, but we know that this has not been universally applied. So certain groups are protected, and speech is not allowed. That's critical of certain ideas, but other groups it's free reign, and so the hypocritical and selective invocation of free speech is problematic. But even with the idea of free speech, there are certain boundaries of what universities should tolerate. That is, there are certain ideas that may be illegal. That is, advocating revolution by foreign nationals actually should produce the revocation of their visas. So students who are here on foreign visas who come and then participate in protests for calling for you know, terrorism, they're in danger of being deported because they are in violation of the term. And so that is not allowed by free speech. And in addition, no one is entitled to employment regardless of what they say, especially receiving public tax dollars. No one is entitled to get your money to spread their nonsense.
Right. We're talking with Jay Green. He is a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Education Policy. He's got a piece in the Federalist. No one should be surprised by campus radicalism. Jay, I've been hearing that some people, these people on these political talk shows, mentioning that employers should not hire these kinds of demonstrators that get up there and say these kinds of things that they are, they have a right to say it, but that doesn't mean that these employers need to have to hire them, and that there should almost be a way of identifying these people and kind of putting them on a blacklist, if I might use that term. What do you think about that?
So, look, I think it's totally within employers' rights not to hire people who would be damaging to the credibility of their companies and who might be disruptive within their work environment. That's totally reasonable. I think these campus radicals fit that bill. And we're finally seeing companies wake up and say, maybe we don't want to employ these people. They're bad for our business. We're also seeing large donors at universities across the country, at Penn, at Harvard, saying we will not donate anymore to spread this nonsense. In other words, people are free to speak, but they're not free to, they're not entitled to your money, and they're not entitled to your employment. They're free to speak, and if the consequence of that is that they have to live in their mother's basement, then so be it.
Yeah.
But they're not, free speech doesn't mean speech without consequence. There are consequences to saying horrific things, and people are experiencing those natural consequences of not getting jobs and universities not receiving donations from wealthy alums.
Do you think that the public at large is a little bit shocked at the number of vocal demonstrators that are running around out there kind of decrying Israel, as it were? Do you think most people are shocked by that? I know you mentioned we should not be surprised. But
I think people are shocked. But they're shocked because the American people are on the whole, decent people who can kind of see right from wrong, pretty clearly. And they could see that, the killing of babies and the raping of women and the taking of hostages by Hamas was clearly evil and wrong. And Americans are kind of shocked that anyone would stand up and say that was a good thing, as they should be shocked. Unfortunately, for those of us who've been studying these campus radicals, we're not shocked, only because we've been hearing them talk about this for a while, so we could see it coming. But most Americans aren't paying close attention to this. They're just living their lives, and then they're kind of shocked when something horrible happens, and they see other people praising that horrible thing.
Alumni at these schools where a lot of this is going on, and you kind of touch on it, maybe they shouldn't be sending in their money. Maybe that would straighten up some of these universities and knock some sense into them. Do you think that that's a possibility?
I do. It's already happening. This movement is spreading. People are closing their wallets to universities and saying, look, you need to clean up your act. And I don't think it's just going to be donors. I think we're going to see state legislatures saying, look, we're not going to appropriate public funds to universities that are promoting values that undermine the values required for the successful operation of our political system. That is, they don't want to pay for kind of a radical revolutionary movement to be spread on campus.
Indeed. There has been mention that the Biden administration has been, in some ways, indirectly funding some of these terrorist atrocities, as in money that goes to Iran. Iran is involved with Hamas. Iran is helping to fund Hamas. We got money that we're, allowing Iran to get. Do you think that this may cause the Biden administration to kind of sit up straight and cut off the supply?
I definitely think they're reconsidering some mistakes that they've made here. They've directly funded Palestinian groups, also through UNRWA, which is the UN agency. We now know that Hamas took fuel and food that we paid for and gave to the UN that was given to the Palestinians. They use that for their attacks. And we also know that the Iranians were behind this, helping orchestrate it and fund it. And the U.S. recently provided them with $6 billion. And in addition to that, has let up on sanctions on their oil sales so that their foreign reserves have gone up to $70 billion. All of these, I think, were policy mistakes. Perhaps the Biden administration is reconsidering all of those.
God, you would hope
so. We have
so.
Not heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Jay, for coming on. Always a pleasure to talk with you. I wish that the topic and the situation was better than what we are facing right now. But thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you for having me on. And good will prevail.
Indeed. Thank you, Jay. Jay
thank
Green.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sir. Jay Green of the Heritage Foundation. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, new poll, Fox News. Contrary to what prominent liberals are going to tell you, the murder rate is higher, not lower, in blue counties than in red counties.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA certified, and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Wednesday, and we thank you so very much for being with us. Hey, you know, with all this trouble going on in the House of Representatives, they're still trying to get a speaker. There is a way. You're supposed to have a majority of the members vote for one guy to get a speaker of the House. And there's a chance they're not going to be able to find a majority to do that. However, there could become a way that Jim Jordan, he's the one right now that's considered the favorite on the Republican side, could become the speaker without getting a majority. And we have a history on this. The House is allowed to decide how the speaker election is held. That according to House practice. So changing the rules is an option. In fact, there have been, instead of majority elections for a speaker, there have been plurality elections for a speaker. That means that a particular person got the most votes, even though it was not more than half of the total. But it was the plurality. It happened in 1856, ahead of the Civil War. The House faced a fractured chamber, and
It was the deadlock was broken when the House voted to reduce the threshold to elect the Speaker from a simple majority to a plurality. And then in 1849, a few years before that, and they had no Speaker for 19 days, and after 13 ballots, they passed a resolution to have a plurality, and it passed, and a Democrat became the Speaker. So possibly you could do that, but Jordan would have to make sure he had the most votes, because if he didn't, could be Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, so you have to be careful with that. Anyway, having said all of that, we've got our master barber joining us, Andrew. Andrew, so much is going on. I don't know what you want to talk about. We could talk about Donald Trump. We could talk about the Speaker. We could talk about the Israeli war. What say you?
Well, Paul, did you notice nobody's talking about Donald Trump right now?
True.
Not a word, not a peep.
True. You're right.
You know why?
Yes.
You know why? Because they realized that even bad publicity was good. They were giving him too much.
Well, you got to also, you know that everything's being overshadowed by this Israeli war.
Well, you know, I understand that it is, and it's important, and they do need to break off with something else, because people, I mean, you can shut the television off at night, and you have Fox News on, and all you see is a picture of the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
Lights on, and then daylight.
That's
lights
true.
Lights on and daylight. I mean, you know, you're getting tired of the same old thing. Let's realize what's going on here, because you know, we've got an army of them here already. There's 7 million that we know about, 1 million they know nothing about. So the Trojan horse is already in here. They invaded our government. So basically all Americans should be on standby.
Yeah. Very, very dangerous times. Donald Trump is still trying to be able to exercise his rights to free speech, even though he's got that trial going on in New Jersey, where they're trying to limit his. He's been talking about the judge, and I think he's been talking about the prosecutor and the attorney general in New Jersey and all of that kind of thing.
Well, you know, they can speak the truth. Let's be real.
Yeah, I tend to think he should,
just like everybody else.
That's right. I tend to think he should.
Because you know what? He's saying what the truth is out there about these people. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want the people to know.
Well, ultimately, when it comes to that trial, which has to do with his business and whether or not he inflated the value of his of the things that... Go ahead.
Again, that shouldn't even be a trial, because any one of us that went to have a mortgage, even a car loan...
Right.
Okay, that doesn't the bank happen to have their own appraisers to check out the value of whatever you're buying before they give you a loan?
Yeah, there's no crime here, but this is the thing. There's no crime here. Everybody, you know, got paid. He didn't cheat anybody for money, you know. He sets the value of his property. People come in and they take a look at the property, and they decide whether or not they're going to give him the money. So.
Hey. If Mar-a-Lago's valued at $18 million, I'm surprised it's not a line a mile long waiting to buy that.
I tell you what, I would think that'd be an undervalued, don't you?
Well, it's way undervalued.
Yeah. I think you're right about that.
That might be the price of the main ballroom.
So, let's get away from the speakership. Let's get away from the Israeli war. Let's talk about this presidential race. Is there anything new? I mean, I see, DeSantis and Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy, kind of battling each other. We're getting closer and closer to the primaries in Iowa and in New Hampshire.
Ron made a couple points the other day with bringing these people back from Israel. And a lot of people think it was a photo op, but it was that too. But he did a good thing there. He scored a couple points.
You talk about bringing back Americans safely, the hostages,
right,
or what?
Yeah, back from Israel.
Yeah, does he have a plan on getting...
he already brought 300 and something back the other day.
He brought 300 Americans back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes, he did help get them back. They were not hostages, but they were allowed to get... They were,
right,
yes.
Right.
No, it's very important. You're right about that. Do you think Biden's doing any good running around there aimlessly?
You hit the word right when you said aimlessly.
I know what...
You know, they're all laughing at him, Paul. He's not, the bad thing now is he's got two aircraft carriers sitting over there, right?
Yes, we do.
He's got $85 billion worth of equipment left in Afghanistan. And you know what made me laugh about that, Paul, is when they said, you know, well, this stuff is useless because they can't get parts for this stuff, right?
Oh, wow.
But you know what? Cuba's a perfect example of that. I don't think they have a newer car there from 1950, do they?
Yeah, from about 1959. That's about the latest model.
That's what I'm saying. So look at how they make those things keep working, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, you're right about that.
And then Afghanistan, $147 billion plus all kinds of equipment. Our strategic oil is drained. They say that it'll take 7 years to replenish the missiles we gave away. All right?
Yeah.
I think if Iran gets involved in this, which I think they're going to, I think Iran's going to get involved in this. If Iran gets involved in it, you're going to see China hit Taiwan, and we got big problems.
Iran, in fact, has made a major threat, if I can find it here. I saw it earlier online. Pretty much warning the United States and Israel. Oh, here it is. Iran delivers ominous warning after Hamas blames Israel for the hospital blast. If I can get the detail on this here. What did they say? Iran's foreign minister made an ominous statement today. He said, time is running out for Israel. He said, after the terrible crime of the Zionist regime and the bombing of more than 1,000 innocent people in the hospital, the time's come for the global unity of humanity against this fake regime, meaning Israel, more hated than ISIS and its killing machine. Now, maybe those are just words, but here's the thing. I would think that once Israel settles this things down in Gaza with Hamas, I think they may turn their eyes towards doing something to Iran, because I think they're looking for a reason to take out some of the Iran military sites.
Well, like I say, I think there's people looking out to take some of ours out, too.
Yeah.
So we've got to be careful here. We're spread so thin, he's got us in a very, very bad predicament.
Yeah. No, I agree.
People don't realize it.
So do you think China will take advantage and take over Taiwan or something?
You know, and here's the sad case about that situation. What can we really do to China? Because if you think about it, 90% of what we consume comes from China now. Products, everything. China would do to us what Israel is doing to Gaza. It's like shutting off their water and food supply. We would have no supply of anything.
You don't think we could get along without getting imports from China?
Paul, you tell me. You ever go to the store lately?
Well, you're right. We do depend on a lot of things from them, but couldn't we get them from some other countries? How about we make them ourselves? What do you think?
Well, we don't want to work here. Besides that fact, look at the future Americans they got coming up out of these colleges.
Well, we just had a guy talking about how nutty they...
Did you ever see anything like it in your life? I've never... How could we have bred such a bunch of morons?
Yeah. Yeah.
These parents should be ashamed of themselves. These are your kids sitting out there protesting, cutting the heads of babies off is okay?
I know. We were talking about how radical these some of these kids are on campus. They're a vocal minority, but they're a very loud vocal minority.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, you know? You can cut the heads off of babies, but then the people here complain about that, but yet they do an abortion and they do the same thing every day, right?
Of course.
I mean,
oh, of course.
We're in a messed up situation right now.
Very much. We've lost our way. We morally, we lost our way a long time ago. I mean, we could go on and on about that, but for us to allow the slaughter of innocent unborn children, and then, I mean, I guess it's an easy transition. Then you can look at what Hamas did to these born children and say, well, you know, maybe that's not so bad. It's the other guy that's at fault. You know, that kind of nonsense.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Satan's got control of this earth right now, believe me.
Oh, boy. Well, Andrew, I'm going to be seeing you in a few minutes. Get myself a nice haircut and say hello to you and all those good things. I want to thank you so very much. As always, my friend, let's just keep our hopes up. Hopefully things will get better.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah, exactly, sir. All right.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bet.
All right. There he goes, the master barber himself. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. All right, we're going to take our final break. And when we come back, indeed, we are going to talk about, well, a couple of things. But that poll that, contrary to what liberals will tell you, a Fox News poll shows that the murder rate is actually higher in blue states and blue counties than in red counties.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of Freedom Works. Thank you so much for listening to us. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tan Talk Radio Network. But if you're not available to hear us live, thanks to Ed, all our shows are on podcast. You can go to our website and listen to them anytime. They're on tape. OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. You know, I was saying Fox News poll showing that blue states actually have a higher murder rate than red. I misspoke a little bit. It wasn't a Fox News poll. It's a report from the Heritage Foundation, and the report shows that homicide rates have been higher in Democratic blue counties than they have been in red counties for the past 20 years. Now, this contradicts what you might be hearing from a lot of liberals like California Governor Gavin Newsom and billionaire George Soros. Gavin Newsom has publicly said that 8 of the top 10 murder states are red, while Soros has written in a Wall Street Journal story last year that violent crime in recent years has generally been increasing more quickly in jurisdictions without reform-minded prosecutors. In other words, his kind of prosecutor is the one that lets everybody out without bail. And he says murder rates have been rising faster, this is Soros, have been rising faster in some Republican states led by tough-on-crime politicians. Well, the Heritage Foundation took a look at all of this. They authored a report And they say the problem is that the studies cited by these liberals to make their argument uses a flawed methodology, because the crimes are local issues and therefore not states. And the analysis must be undertaken at the local and county level. The report says it's true that if you just look at the states, that red states have higher homicide rates. But the problem with that is that if you look at the counties and the cities, those are run by Democrats, where the crime is being committed. The local level crime is handled at the local level by local police. If you look at the analysis on a state-by-state level, just on the state level, it's 34% higher in red states, this is the murder rate, than in blue states, according to the data. But when you look at the county-by-county level, it's 60% higher in the blue counties than the red counties. So you can have a state that might be, overall might go for the Republican, say, in a presidential race. But if you get inside the cities, the cities themselves are the go for the Democrat, and the cities are run by Democrats, and that's where the crime is coming from. So that's the point that we wanted to make on that particular situation. Also, real quickly, home sales. It's been tough these days trying to sell a home. In fact, home foreclosures are now on the rise. Because of the cost of living crisis. A new report published by a real estate data provider called ATTOM, Adam, foreclosure filings have surged 28% in this third quarter. 28%. That is up 34% from 1 year ago. So, don't let Biden and his gang tell you that things are on the upswing. They are not. Times are tough. We've still got very, very high interest rates for borrowing. And look at the cost and the inflation that's going on. So we got a long way to go. All right. Before we get to our top 10, which I think is a good one, the top 10 most popular Halloween candies, I want to talk to Ed about what is going on in the world of sports. I was watching a little bit of, there are four teams left in the race for the World Series. I believe we have Philadelphia playing Arizona in the National League, and we have two teams in Texas playing each other, Ed. We've got Houston and the Texas Rangers vying for the American League Championship. Have you been following any of that?
No.
Well, so much for talking about baseball, then. I was going to ask you who you thought might be in the World Series, but...
If they can pull it off again, the Houston Cheaters.
Oh, yeah, good old Houston and their binoculars stealing signs.
And banging on the garbage.
But that goes back quite a few years now.
Yeah, but they still did it.
Yeah, they did.
And
what's going on in the world of either hockey or football, or what do you want to talk about? Anything?
Hockey with the Lightning, would they get a tie or something last night? They got one point.
They went into, I was watching the game, and they tied it with about 7 seconds left in regular. And then didn't they go into overtime? I didn't hear what the final was. Huh? We don't know what happened for the final. Okay. And anything new on the world of football with the Buccaneers?
The Bucs are at home against Atlanta this weekend.
Okay.
It's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Sunday at 1 o'clock, all right. They lost to Detroit. Is that the team they lost to? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way things go sometimes. All right. It's time for, we got only a couple weeks left before we get to Halloween, last day of the month. So what better time to talk about the most popular Halloween candies? This is the most recent. It comes from Instacart. And to determine the top 10 most popular candies, Instacart calculated the total weight of each type of candy sold on its platform in October of 2022. So somehow by weight, they have come up with the total.
You know, I heard a couple of weeks ago that they expect Halloween candy to be more expensive this year because there was a sugar shortage.
Oh.
Just in time for Halloween.
I think that was planned.
It's like when football season started last year, we had a shortage of chicken wings.
Ha! Well, that'll ruin. That's a downer.
You can't tell me this is not scripted.
All right, we'll tell you it's scripted. Maybe it is. I don't know. But here we go. Top 10 most popular Halloween candies. Number 10. Starburst.
Oh, stop.
And Starburst, aren't those things, they come in those long cylindrical packages, and each one is individually wrapped?
Yep.
Then, okay, got it. Number 9. Kit Kat.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Kit Kat's always a favorite.
That'd be a little higher. That's a big candy.
Yeah.
You always want size, so.
Yeah, but there's a lot of air in there, you know, it's a wafer.
Chocolate wafer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number 8. I have a weakness for this. I got to be honest about it, and I got to watch it but candy corn.
Yeah. Some people really despise it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost too sweet, but I do like it. Number 7. Sour Patch Kids. I've never had it.
Just sour gummy things.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number 6. Well, this is an old standby. Hershey's Milk Chocolate.
Oh, you can't go wrong with
that. Goodness, you can't go wrong with Hershey's. No. My God, yeah. Number 5.
You ever go to a Hershey's plant?
No. Have you been to one?
Oh, man.
Have you?
Oh, to walk in that place.
Really?
And the smell of, boy.
Does it make you sick or does it make you?
Oh.
You liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you when you
Hershey,
went?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you went to the main plant, Hershey.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, yep.
They've been around a long time.
Yep.
Okay, number 5. Twizzlers. Isn't that licorice?
Yep.
You like licorice?
Twizzlers, usually the strawberry ones, yeah.
My dad loved licorice.
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't mean the black stuff.
I like the black licorice.
Yeah, it's mainly red Twizzlers.
There's red, but there's black.
Yep.
Okay. Number 4. I haven't seen these around, but apparently they're still going strong. Tootsie Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
I used to like them.
Yeah. Well, you got to soften them up a little bit. Put them in your pocket.
Oh, you got to lick them until you got to the middle.
Well, that's a pop. You're talking about Tootsie Pops. Oh, this is a Tootsie Roll.
No, Tootsie Pops.
Oh, okay,
that's what I say. I haven't seen them around for a while.
The old commercial, how many licks to get to the center?
That's right, yeah. Okay, number 3. Well, here's another standby, M&M's.
Yeah.
M&M's is always one of the top candies. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter when, it's M&M's, right? This is going to be a little bit of a surprise to you. Number 2, peanut M&M's.
Okay, yeah.
So
I would have flopped them.
Peanut M&M's. Yeah, M&M's. I should have said M&M's regular for number 3 because number 2 is peanut M&M's. Yeah,
I would have flopped them.
I would too. Yeah. But apparently, peanut M&M's is a bigger score. Now they're heavier though too.
Some people don't like peanuts because you get those people that are allergic to peanuts.
There are people. I knew somebody personally that was very allergic to them.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. What do you think is the number one most popular Halloween candy?
You know when it's Halloween because it's on TV commercial, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
You are right on target.
Yeah.
That is correct. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are number one.
Now, if somebody gives that out of the house, you go back twice.
I'll tell you what, you're right. And they are delicious. Both that chocolate, that peanut butter coming together.
Yep.
All right. All right, friends. Thank you so very much for listening to us. We will be back Wednesday. Be safe out there. Be good. And remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden says he's seen the evidence and it says it points toward the wayward rocket from the Islamic Jihad being responsible for the deadly blast at a hospital in Gaza. Speaking in Israel after meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Mr. Biden said he's concerned about civilians held hostage by Hamas.
As the American president, there's no higher priority than the release and safe return of all these hostages.
Some are Americans. The president committed U.S. money for Israel and appealed for humanitarian